Commercial fisherman Matt Kinney of Sitka has been involved with the Sacro herring fishery for the past 10 years, and he says each year it's exciting to take it all in.
It's a big biomass out there that supports a lot of life, whether it be sea lions or eagles and whales, but it's pretty impressive to see on a grand scale.
So far this year, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has found a lot of fish, but most of the samples have been too small, with roe percentages under 11%, making them hard to market abroad. Kinney says that as seiners assess where the fishery stands, feelings are mixed.
We want to go fish, but the resource means a lot more to us than going out and fishing, especially at an economic standpoint right now. We've been feeling lately that waiting until we see larger fish is integral to us making that decision.
The only fishing they've actually experienced so far is test fishing. Each day, two or three seiners volunteer to explore different locations on ADF&G's recommendation. They catch 200 to 300 tons of fish and take a sample so they can determine how close they are to open the fishery. Then they let those fish go. But after a week of running test sets and remaining on two-hour notice, seiners decided to stop volunteering.
We don't want to say we are on strike. We have stood down until there's a change in the distribution of fish or some kind of indication that we should test those fish to see if they're in the appropriate marketable type.
Chip Trinan, a seiner and the leader of the Sitka Herring Conservation Alliance, a group that represents interests of commercial fishermen, says the decision to stand down happened at the March 22nd meeting of the Sitka Herring Association. Trinan didn't specify what spurred the decision, other than the marketability of the fish. He said while he thought processors would like to see seiners doing test fishing, he didn't think they were completely opposed to the seiners' decision to stop.
I think the processors would like to see it, but they're also aware that we need a change before we're going to see something that has a very marketable product that we can really sell.
David Marifern of Icicle Seafoods in Petersburg says that a large fishery in Canadian waters has harvested many smaller fish this year, taking up market space and driving the demand and price down.
The price that we feel we can take in the market is just a little bit lower, I guess, than what fishermen are requesting right now.
But Kinney said that restricting the test sets is a move to disturb the fish less.
We want to make sure that we allow these fish to act freely, and if at some point we reach a larger group of fish that's sustainable for a fishery and everything works together to happen properly, then I guess we'll talk about that when we get there. But right now, we're looking at the biomass and how little of an impact we can have on it.
Seiners have seen more pushback in the community this year about the impact the fishery has on the herring stocks. After failing to win support at the Board of Fish meetings last January, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska filed a lawsuit against the state, calling for a stricter management plan for the fishery. A judge denied the tribe's motion for an injunction on the fishery in February, and STA petitioned the Alaska Supreme Court to overturn that decision. And the Herring Rock Water Protectors, a group supporting STA's efforts, has held numerous public demonstrations, even a sit-in at the ADF&G offices right before closing time. Many are saying that the model ADF&G uses to determine the harvest level is flawed. Here's Louise Brady.
I know people tell us to ask nicely. I think we've been asking nicely for 30 years. So we are going to continue to stand and we are going to continue to take action because it's time people listen.
The Sitka Herring Conservation Alliance joined the suit as a third party in favor of the state. Trinan believes ADF&G's assessment of the stocks is usually accurate, but he thinks the public's perception of seiners isn't.
Well, I think there's a perception amongst some that we're a bunch of greedy pirates that are coming in here to plunder the resources, the precious resources of the community. And we have much longer perspective than that.
Kenny says seiners are very invested in making sure the fish aren't exploited, hence the decision to hold off on test fishing. Both Trinan and Kenny say that while fish this year are small, there's a promising class of three-year-olds, and that leads them to be optimistic about the future of the fishery. Kenny says if people understood the care seiners took to protect not only the resource, but also their investment in their boats, crews, and families, he thinks the perception would shift.
I just feel like that a lot of times people take in a negative light, and what they can't see is what's going on underneath the water. And although it may appear like we're taking advantage of a resource, we're barely just scraping the surface of what's truly out there.
But they may not even scrape that surface this year. Some herring have started spawning, indicating that the window of opportunity for the sacro fishery is beginning to close. And if seiners continue to refrain from test fishing, ADF&G can't gather the data needed to open the fishery, regardless of how big the herring get. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.